Since the start of a trial operation in the middle of May, negative comments have sprouted across the internet concerning the lofty cost of commodities and services at the resort. For each individual tourist, a three-day visit could cost as much as 2,280 yuan or $350, according to Ctrip, one of China's leading providers of travel services. The price may look somewhat high to ordinary Chinese tourists, who in 2015 made an average disposable annual income of nearly $3,240, but falls within acceptable margin to attract tourists from developed countries. The friendly pricing policy may just provide the right incentive for Aretha from North Berwick, Maine, USA.
The big hurdle would be getting across the ocean to China. So it'd have to be a huge incentive for me to get all the way over there if I'm not just going to go to Florida or California.
However, other foreign tourists, like Stephanie from Pennsylvania, would like to see something typically Chinese at the resort.
Maybe with a little Chinese flair. Probably more of the traditional stuff. I really like Chinese history and stuff, so I like to see their culture and tradition integrated in with the Disneyland themes and stuff.
To meet such demands, Disney CEO Robert Iger recommended shows directed by Chinese artists, food with oriental flavors, and signboards designed in Mandarin first and translated into other languages. There's also the Garden of Imagination that features Chinese zodiac animals, but in the forms of classic Disney characters. The Florida-based company is hoping such Chinese characteristics will help them attract tourists from Europe and other parts of the world. But Shannon from Baltimore says she needs to learn about it first.
I have no idea because I don't know.
You have no idea how much.
You know, I don't even know how much it would cost. I have no idea.
I would like to see like brochures or little trailers of what the park's going to be like, what's it going to feature, stuff like that.
Perhaps many of the challenges the company is facing can be approached with improved public relations strategies. But their PR division is showing some reservation in dealing with media, having just declined a request for interview with China Radio International. The reluctance to engage the media makes the company look vulnerable, especially when Chinese competitors are challenging their financial prospects going forward. Established Chinese real estate and entertainment mogul Wang Jianlin has expressed his aim to prevent Disney from being profitable in China over the next 10 to 20 years. How soon Disney will recover the $5 billion investments in Shanghai is yet to be seen, but knowing whom to appeal to certainly won't hurt the business. For CRI, I'm Luo Laiming from Washington, D.C.